Do you agree that the unemployment number that you cited, 5.7%, in your opening statement, paints a rosy or a better picture of the true unemployment rate that I just cited?
So, Senator, it's the U6 is a broader measure of unemployment. It includes marginally attached and discouraged workers, and also an unusually large number of individuals who are working part-time who would like full-time jobs. So it is a much broader indicator of underemployment or unemployment in the U.S. economy. And while it's come down, it was 12.1%. A year ago, it's come down from there to 11.3. It definitely shows a less rosy picture than U3 or the 5.7% number. And I did mention that we don't at this point, in spite of the fact the unemployment rate has come down, don't feel that we have achieved so-called maximum employment, in part for these very reasons. Labor force participation has come down, has been trending down. Sure. That's something that will continue for demographic reasons. I don't expect it to move up over time, but I do think a portion of the depressed labor force participation does reflect cyclical weakness in that in a stronger job market, more people would enter.
But you have to, you basically concede that 11.3% of underemployed people, that's not good in this country, is it?
That's an abnormally high level, and it signifies weakness that would be good to address.